Proclamation number 6240, dated the April 17th, 1955. Jesus took all suffering upon himself. Why suffering? I took all people's suffering upon myself. Thus you can live a carefree earthly life and strive towards ascent unimpeded. You can truly live your life on earth as if you were in paradise already. If only you lived with your final goal in mind, if you consciously strove for unity with me, which would certainly be possible for you, because I paid for the original sin so that you can take the path of ascent without a burden. However, you are still exposed to my adversary's influence, and from this influence you ought to release yourselves. For your time on earth was given to you so that you can test your will. My adversary can still influence you during this time, and you must pass this test of will by offering him resistance and consciously striving towards me. His influence will not bypass you entirely without a trace. You will more or less react to it and therefore, as a result of my counteraction, become subject to afflictions and adversities which should let you seek a heartfelt bond with me so that the danger of being captured by him will be eliminated. Your soul still belongs to him in body for as long as it is still physically bound and uncased and surrounded by immature spiritual substances. I died for you on a cross so that you would be able to detach yourselves from my adversary's chains. Yet the soul has to achieve this detachment itself, i.e., it must sincerely want to separate itself from my adversary. And in order to influence your will accordingly, you need to experience adversity and misery. Unless your will fully belongs to me and no longer allows itself to be influenced by my opponent. In that case, however, your earthly life will be more bearable. Then you can already rightfully claim that you are redeemed from sin and death, from weakness and bondage. But then you will fit into the missionary work of redemption for your fellow human beings of your own accord, for then you will know the significance of earthly life and want to help your fellow human beings to also become liberated from the power which keeps them captive. And then your earthly life will not be without distress so as not to force your fellow human beings' decision of will, for as long as the person's soul is still immature he looks for a carefree life of happiness and would only try to change his life again for the sake of achieving selfish goals which, however, would not lead him to attaining perfection. Through my death on the cross I wanted to facilitate your entry into eternal beatitude, and not purchase you a paradise-like life on earth. Nevertheless, you can make your earthly life bearable, as long as you only live in heartfelt unison with me. Then nothing can depress and burden you anymore. Then everything that happens to you is just evidence of my love for you, and then you will also know its purpose and voluntarily submit to your fate. You will no longer suffer but consciously evaluate everything and consider it a gift of grace because it guarantees you a higher degree of maturity, because one day it will increase your bliss, for which you will only ever be grateful. So therefore you only carry a cross for your fellow human beings' sake, for yourselves. However, it is a sign of my love which has destined you to participate in my act of salvation. Amen.